15 years. I remember Kennedy Mwene's first game was, I think, against Mali in a World Cup qualifier where he came on for Kailo Kakonza. Did he come on? I can't remember the exact details. But anyway, so imagine 14 years goalkeeper, and ever since Kennedy Mwene, we haven't had a consistent goalkeeper. But before we would have, before Kennedy Mwene, there was, I think, George Kolala. Before him, there was David Speary. Before David Speary, there was James Speary. Before James Speary, there was Efo Tshabalala. Before Efo Tshabalala, there was, I think, Ghost Mulenga, and before him...
Bunch, he's trying to show off now. He's trying to show off. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. I know, right? With that said, David, yeah. Thank you very much. With the news coming up, thank you for your messages as well, your contributions to our breakfast plate this morning. We'll be getting into the third and final hour of the show, but that's it also with Breakfast with Stanbic. The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Zaka demands clarity as load shedding hours reduce despite government assurance of up to 15 hours daily supply. Stephen Kampyongo urges police IG to exercise fairness ahead of 2026 polls. And in global news, Trump says the first phase of Gaza peace deal agreed, paving way for hostage and prisoner releases. With the main news on Phoenix at 8, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has challenged power utility ZESCO to clarify whether load shedding hours have been reduced from 6 to just 4, calling for consistency and transparency in power supply to citizens. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says affected consumers are frustrated as current power supply patterns appear to contradict earlier assurances from both government and ZESCO. Mr. Sakala's sentiments come in the wake of reduced hours of power supply, despite Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete recently announcing that citizens would have access to at least 10 hours of supply. He notes that this is not a new situation, as Zambians have become accustomed to unmet promises on electricity supply, adding that the lack of explanation for failing to meet such promises makes it difficult for consumers to plan their lives. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakala has urged government and ZESCO to remain consistent and transparent, stressing that only open dialogue and adherence to schedules will build the public confidence needed in the power supply sector.
It's important to note that consumers have known that ZESCO promises or statements about the supply of power is always not true. Just recently, the Minister of Energy promised Zambians that they were going to have 10 hours of power in high-density areas. But this has not happened, and now we hear that people are receiving 4 hours of power. So we'd like to see that the energy company, which is ZESCO, to give us an explanation why they haven't adhered what the minister said, and probably explain to the Zambians what is that. The challenges that they are facing, because most of the times we've heard them making statements, but nothing has ever materialized. So it's important that at times let them stick to what they say, or if not, they'd rather just wait until we have stable power. That's when they can make announcements.
Efforts to get a comment from ZESCO Corporate Affairs Manager Rose Sivisi proved futile by broadcast time, as a press query sent to her had not yet been responded to. Former Home Affairs Minister Stephen Kampyongo has urged Inspector General of Police Grafal Musamba to exercise fairness as the country heads into a politically charged season ahead of next year's general elections. This follows Mr. Musamba's warning on Tuesday against individuals behind a Facebook post purporting to represent the Patriotic Front, titled PF to begin countrywide demonstrations until state gives back PF, which the police chief described as inciting and a threat to public order. But Mr. Kampyongo has criticized the reaction by the Inspector General of Police, arguing that while maintaining law and order is his duty, it is important that he handles all matters with fairness to inspire public confidence in his office. He has questioned why Mr. Musamba was quick to react to an anonymous Facebook post allegedly linked to the PF, yet has remained silent on remarks by PF faction leader Robert Chavinga, who recently told the media that he would stage demonstrations across the country. Mr. Kampyongo, in an interview with Phoenix News, has advised Mr. Musamba to avoid being entangled in partisan politics and instead focus on discharging his duties in an impartial manner.
The Inspector General must exercise fairness as he discharges his duties, knowing very well that we are going to a season which is usually politically charged. So he should exercise some level of fairness so that the public can continue having confidence in his office. So he must avoid what would seem like, you know, getting entangled in political issues. Yes, it is duty to maintain law and order and ensure that there's no breakdown of law. So when we say fairness, we are saying let him look at each issue with the same lenses. He has been quick to respond to the Facebook, which I don't know whether he has been exhausted in investigation. And yet, he was very quiet. When an individual, a member of parliament, he has spoken to in the statement, is on record to publicly issuing, he was inciting political.
Development activist Archie Mulunda has called on government to make it mandatory for all households in Zambia to install solar energy as part of the country's push towards energy sufficiency beyond hydropower generation. And Mr. Mulunda says Zambia should prioritize renewable and smart energy solutions over coal-based electricity, which the world is increasingly moving away from because of its contribution to global warming. According to the global energy think tank Ember, renewable energy overtook coal as the world's leading source of electricity in the first half of 2025, but coal remains the single largest source of energy generation, while Zambia is still investing in thermal power, including an additional 300 megawatts at Mamba Energy. Mr. Mulunda tells Phoenix News that while coal expansion may provide short-term relief to Zambia's power deficit, long-term sustainability lies in investing in solar and other clean technologies that align with international energy trends. He has urged government to pay close attention to global shifts in the energy mix and create policies that encourage widespread adoption of solar power in households to secure Zambia's future energy security.
It actually needs a lot of smart energy compared to hydro. So, you know, because of the climatic condition, but one thing we are sure about is that we will never lack sunlight in our country. We have plenty of it, you know, even when it rains, even when it doesn't rain, when even it's a period like this one where it's a cold season, you still have sunlight. So I think it is important that as a country we start thinking more of smart and clean energy, which is solar, and maybe each and every household should be connected to solar generated energy.
Association of Small-Scale Miners in Zambia President Kelvin Tembo says the approval of local content regulations under the Geological and Minerals Development Act is a major boost to the mining industry. Cabinet, at its 19th meeting held on the 6th of October, approved the introduction of the regulations which prioritize Zambian goods and services in the mining sector to increase local participation, create jobs, and reduce poverty. Mr. Tembo has described the move as long overdue and a clear demonstration of government's commitment to the growth of the mining sector, particularly for small-scale miners. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that the approval provides renewed motivation for minors and encouraged them to improve their performance in line with the opportunities the regulations will create. He has also urged government to ensure effective implementation of the local content regulations so that their full benefits and potential can be realized across the mining value chain.
One feels like they are touching the end of the...